for years I've been speaking out. Speaking out against government overreach. And what is the proper role and function of government? And now, I mean, it's becoming self-evident to people. Look, they're poisoning us with food, with our food, with ultra-processed foods and all. They've kind of captured the medical system. They use lawfare against their opponents. Ever since 2001 and the Patriot Act and all that, and the way they use legalese and to reframe and redefine and words. And the American people, those who are speaking out against all this government control and all, are can be designated terrorists, locked up in Guantanamo, if you will. We see it at every level. And one of the things that I've fought for many years over and fought here in Kershaw County for was to take fluoride out of the water system. Fluoride is a neurotoxin, and the government and the American Dental Association and all, many, many decades ago, were basically bribed and coerced into recommending that everybody fluoridate the water because it's good for the bones, good for the enamel, good for the teeth. And so that narrative has continued religiously like a cult for many decades. Well, there's been many, many studies that have come out showing that fluoride lowers IQ. In other words, makes us dumber. And recently down in Florida, the Florida Federal District Court finally ruled, after 7 years of battle, ruled that the EPA needs to make a rule how they are going to make fluoridated water safe, or water safe. In other words, the EPA knows it's a neurotoxin. They've already admitted to that. They just wanted to argue that how much can we put into water until it shows up in a human being. Well, no fluoride is the answer. So all these municipalities around Kershaw County, Camden, probably Cassett Water. I know for a fact Kershaw, Lugoff Elgin Water fluoridates. And because we confronted them many years ago, I think it was 2011, 2012. We even went to a water board meeting where we were almost thrown out for bringing up the subject of fluoride. Even went up to the water treatment plant up there on Lake Wateree, right at the bottom, right there by the dam. Went in there and took a tour. And there in the one of the warehouses were bags of fluoride. And, you know, they got the skull and the crossbones on there. And I asked the head water guru up there at the time, what's that skull and crossbones mean there, Bubba? He said, well, that's poison. That's fluoride. That's poison. I said, poison? You're adding that to the water? Well, it's good for your teeth. The American Dental Association recommends that. I said, so you're putting poison in the water? And he said, well, it's just a little tiny bit, but you're putting poison in the water. Well, it's good for the teeth. And So if the government says so, if the procedures and guidelines and protocols say so, the useful idiots don't think for themselves. It didn't matter what facts we brought. Didn't matter what studies we brought. Didn't matter any of that. No, the government was their God. The government is their God. But here in Kershaw County, if you actually want to make a difference in people's lives, and you don't want your children and grandchildren dumbed down with fluoride, maybe it's time for you to do something. Maybe it's time for you to get a little upset. I don't know where your mothers are. Never thought about it. Never considered it. Never considered that the government is out to kill us all. Slowly, methodically, and so they can make as much money as they can off of the sick people. Everywhere you look, government is screwing things up. Let's listen to this little clip from the High Wire, where they discuss this very fluoride issue and what it means to us and what we can do about it.
Federal court rules that fluoridation chemicals pose an unreasonable risk to health. This is a court case that we have been following for over a year now, and I am honored and pleased to be joined right now by the lead attorney on this case, Michael Connett. Michael, what did we win? What just happened?
Hi, Del. Great to be here. Thank you. It was a grand slam of a court decision. I could not have asked for a more thorough, more detailed, excellent opinion from the court. 80 pages, very detailed. The court concluded, Del, that adding fluoride chemicals to drinking water presents an unreasonable risk of IQ loss in children. Wow. I'll repeat, an unreasonable risk of IQ loss in children. And this is not at high levels, Del. The judge specifically said at the levels that we currently add to drinking water, so-called optimal level of 0.7 ppm, that presents an unreasonable risk of IQ loss in children. That's what the federal court ruled this week after seven years of litigation involving extensive expert testimony on both sides, right? The judge heard from the best on both sides of the issue, right? The EPA, the government put up their best experts. We put up our best experts. The judge heard, you know, very strong viewpoints on both sides, the full amount of evidence, and reach this conclusion. So unreasonable risk to our children. And Del, you were just talking about the food supply here in the United States and about how the chemicals we add here are different and we have than other countries. Well, I would add to that, that with fluoridation, over half of the people in this world who drink fluoridated water live here in the United States. We are the most fluoridated nation on Earth.
Wow.
And it's not just the water. We add fluoride to over 200 million people's water here in the U.S., but that is not just doesn't just stay in the water. It's contaminating our processed foods. It's contaminating our processed beverages. So I think that when we think about the food supply, right?
Yeah.
Which is a very rightful concern and focus. Let us also keep in mind the water supply that feeds into the food supply, and fluoride chemicals are, you know, something that we really, really need to be getting out of the water and following the lead of Europe, which for the most part has already done so.
What's really unique about this case, I think, to me, Michael, is it fits into the world that I can, the work that we've done. So often when it comes to chemicals or poisoning, you find it's a lawsuit against, I don't know, Dow Chemical or Monsanto or something like that. This lawsuit is actually against the government agency, the EPA. Why go after, I mean, was there corporations that are responsible for this fluoride in the water? But why the EPA? Why did you bring this case against the EPA?
Well, we brought it because there's a federal statute called Toxic Substances Control Act, TSCA, and the EPA administers that act. This act gives the EPA the authority to ban the particular use of a chemical that presents an unreasonable risk to health. So we went to the EPA and asked the agency to exercise its authority to ban this particular use of fluoride, namely fluoridation chemicals added to drinking water, okay, on the grounds that it presents an unreasonable risk to the brain. And EPA declined our petition, denied the petition, and then we went to court, and the court has now ordered the agency to initiate a rulemaking proceeding to eliminate this risk to the brain from adding fluoride chemicals to drinking water. So that's now the next phase of this, Dal, is for the EPA to go back and begin a proceeding where it needs to answer a very complicated question. How do you eliminate the risk posed by adding fluoride chemicals to drinking water? Dal, do you have any guesses as to how we can accomplish that?
I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, somewhere on that list should be actually removing it from the water. You know, and is there any limit to the amount of time they're allowed to take? I mean, if they stretch this case out for 7 years, how long are they allowed to sort of deliberate on, you know, how they're going to make rules about this? I mean, I've watched this. I mean, we're all so tired of watching agents. Just basically be what my whole show is about all the way through is just these regulatory agencies clearly are not working for citizens. At this moment, what we should expect is the EPA has now been forced by the court to recognize that this is damaging the brains of American children, which if like as Robert Kennedy Jr. said in the hearing, if this was happening, if another country was doing this to us, it would be an act of war. If you were purposefully destroying the brains of our kids, our future, then it would be an act of war. How long does the EPA have to actually do something about this?
The good question, and there is not a set time frame. Now, we will be very much following, and we have, if they are dragging their feet for too long, we do have legal remedies available to compel them to act in a more expedited fashion. But one thing I would say, Dell, is there is nothing stopping local municipalities, local towns, and whatnot from acting now. Right. We don't need to wait for the EPA to issue some regulation, although that's certainly going to be monumental when that happens. But really, we should be, and I do expect to see a significant uptick in the number of communities that begin removing this from their water supply. We're already seeing it happen now, because when we started this program, fluoridation, back in the 1940s, you know, affecting the brain, neurotoxicity was not part of the bargain. This policy was supposed to be about the teeth and the teeth alone. So now that we know that this is a chemical that does affect the brain, and Dell, during the trial in this case, there was no dispute by EPA's experts, no dispute that fluoride is a neurotoxicant. Okay.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
No one was disputing that. The only question was, well, what is the level where this effect can be seen? And there was a dispute about that, right? But as to whether fluoride damages the brain, there was no dispute. And so the question that we really should be asking ourselves is, do we want to be adding a neurotoxicant, something that affects the brain, the developing brain, to our drinking water? Is that a wise thing to do?
I mean, these are those conversations where it's just shocking we have to have this, you know, conversation. And by the way, hopefully somewhere quickly along the road to making some rules, the CDC might decide to take down this moronic page. Look at this. Community water fluoridation, one of the 10 greatest public health achievements of the 20th century. Folks, everyone at the CDC needs to be fired. Anyone that allows that on the website beyond tomorrow that's in charge of the CDC, immediate firing. Like, you're done. It's over. You have absolutely no concern for the American public. This is going to be a very disruptive ruling in the end. I know you're going to see this through the end, but at some point, how many states are fluoridating their water right now in the United States of America?
There's fluoridation programs in every single state. There's 18 states that mandate fluoridation. So every community that has like more than 5 or 10,000 hookups to a community water supply has to, by state law, fluoridate. Now, thankfully, most states, it is and remains a local decision. So if you are concerned about this, you should find out what the law is in your state and then find out, because there is the great thing here is people have an ability to affect change at the local level. Speak to your city council, village council, and you know, see what can be done, because people can, and we've seen it hundreds and hundreds of times. Communities do stop this practice. They do stop adding fluoride to water. It can be done.
Great. Well, I would recommend to everyone out there, reach out to your, you know, local government, bring this case forward to them, go visit your representatives and say, get this stuff out of our water. We, in whatever state here in Texas, I would say, we want to have children that are fully capable of having, you know, cognizance and the absolute greatest brains and ability to think there is. Why would we be putting a product in our water that is reducing, you know, their mental capacity?
And Dale, could I add something, something that was admitted to in this case that I think is highly significant? Because one thing that everyone in both sides recognized in this case is that the most vulnerable period of time in terms of fluoride's ability to affect the brain is in the early life stages, when the child's in the womb and the early months of infancy. That's when the brain is going to be most vulnerable to the effects of fluoride. And it is that time of life, Dell, where the CDC, in this case, under oath, admitted that there is no benefit from swallowing fluoride and having fluoride exposure when you are in the womb and the first 6 months of life. So the period of life which has the greatest vulnerability for harm to the brain is a period of life where there is absolutely no benefit at all. So if you think about it from a risk-benefit point of view, why are we adding this to water when you have a risk but no benefit for the pregnant mom, the baby? And that's something that policymakers really need to grapple with. You know, everyone should be able to drink the water supply. Pregnant moms should be able to drink the water. Yeah. And if you're feeding a baby formula and you have to use tap water, you should be able to do so without a concern that you might be affecting their brain.
It's literally, what are we, 70, 80% water, forget what the number, you know, our bodies, everything in life is driven by water. You're poisoning really the essence of life. I think Stanley Kubrick was probably ahead of his time back in the 1960s, and Dr. Strangelove, when he addressed this very issue, just take a look at this. It's a great just to reflect on. This isn't the first time this is talked about.
Mandrake, have you never wondered why I drink only distilled water or rainwater and only pure grain alcohol?
Well, it did occur to me, Jack, yes.
Have you ever heard of a thing called fluoridation? Fluoridation of water?
Yes, I have heard of that, Jack, yes. Yes.
Well, do you know what it is?
No. No, I don't know what it is now.
Do you realize that fluoridation is the most monstrously conceived and dangerous communist plot we have ever had to face?
I mean, you know, just watch it. I'm not saying it's a communist plot, but it sure feels like it sometimes, right? I mean, why would we do this to our own people. Michael Conant, first of all, you're a hero. The fact that you have, you know, run this all the way through. Any thoughts, recommendations for what people can do beyond just reaching out to their official, you know, their government representatives? I mean, how do we make this a fast-track issue? Now, how do we put some fire behind what you've just achieved here?
First, if I have to comment on that clip, classic piece of cinema, super funny, and also the bane of my existence as someone working on the fluoride issue.
That just come up all the time. Everyone does it to you?
Yeah. You know, so it makes things challenging.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, one thing I would say is, you know, what Informed Consent Action Network is doing, supporting this work, critical work on fluoride.
Yeah.
Is, you know, we really appreciate your support because it does make litigation like this possible. And so just want to say that, Del, you know,
absolutely.
We certainly appreciate that. But I really think at this point, you know, I think getting this court's decision, this 80-page ruling into the hands of your local decision makers, I think that's a really important next step here. And the National Toxicology Program's, you know, exquisite report from August of this year, the NTP, the Federal Expert Agency on Toxic Substances, you know, concluded in August of this year that fluoride does lower IQ at certain levels of exposure. So I think, you know, these two things, the court's ruling and the NTP report, should really bring about a rethink on this whole policy of fluoridation. And, you know, I'm certainly, you know, we're going to be holding EPA's feet to the fire, making sure that they move in an expedited way to enact a regulation. But while they're working on that, I think it's really important that we work locally and, you know, give this information to the decision makers so that we can remove it from you know town water and city water as much as we can. I do think we're going to see a significant increase in the number of communities putting this policy in the dustbin.
Now, after all that, ask yourself, can you remain silent? Is this what you're going to do? Are you just going to say, well, there's nothing I can do about it? I hate it. Maybe I'll buy a water filter. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to get busy. And these experts and all that want to tell us how to live and what to eat, what to drink, what to put in our bodies, they need to all go to hell. Government is not your friend. It's not a benevolent, loving, caring daddy. It is evil. You know, we all go through challenges in life. I've been fighting this for 15 years, talking about what's coming. And here it is in front of us. We've got the Ukraine war. We got the Mideast just going crazy. We got the clown show selection of president. We got weather warfare hurricanes. We got port closings and strikes. We've got cell phones down. We've got banking crisis. We've got crisis after crisis after crisis. Now they want to give you all another shot. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to wake up, wake up. Most of you running around with you, like chickens with your heads cut off, just trying to keep your head above water. Not paying attention to nothing, living for the weekend. When we're headed into a dystopian nightmare, totalitarianism, where nobody would be free to do anything except serve the state. And there'll be a whole lot less of us. They're trying to kill us all. But on the bright side, we had Russell Brazel and Ben Connell, our two, the Kershaw County Council Chairman and Vice Chairman. These boys so very concerned about us, they went up to the lake and put a boat in during the flood and were checking on, just surveying the situation. You know, kind of like the presidents do, you know, when they fly over the hurricane area and, you know, they drive around a little bit and all that. Same damn thing. These clowns making a show. Oh, look at us. We're surveying the thing and we're coordinating everything. And all. You're so full of shit, you're little. They're just looking for praise. And they want their face out there so everybody can see them. So that, you know, they can show they're doing something and everybody will love them. Yeah, that's what all that's about. Bullshit. In the meantime, they're centrally planning. Last meeting, they had this thing where, at the end, where they're talking about, according to the law, this is what we can do for economic development plans. Again, government needs to get the hell out of economic development. Let the free market do what it can do. Quit making these deals with these corporations just to give them fee and lieu so they'll give us a few tax slave jobs. Get out of that business. Just because everybody else is doing the immoral does not mean that we do the immoral. Oh, Lord. So much else going on. So many things going on. So many people struggling. And these clowns of county council just keep going like, as if nothing else it matters. If they had any kind of gumption, they'd proclamate and resolute to the Lugoff Elgin Water to get rid of the fluoride to quit dumbing down the kids. But they're ignorant to that too. They're ignorant to the sustainable development goals of the UN that they're implementing right in front of your eyes. They're ignorant to that. Why is it we elect the most ignorant of it, the ignorant, to lead us? It's an amazing thing. What are y'all gonna do about it? Think about that. Till next time, boys and girls.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal, that if government is providing a service for you, well, then why does it need to be provided by force?